North Shore Today.
The area's only daily news podcast
on msonewsports.com.
Along with Bill Newell, I'm Rick Moore, and this is North Shore Today for Wednesday, March 4, 2020.
A horrific single-car crash on the Linway near North Shore Community College left the vehicle mangled and a 72-year-old man with serious injuries Tuesday afternoon, according to state police. Gayla Colley writing in today's Daily Item of Lynn that the Lynn Fire Department had to use tools to extricate the driver from his 2017 Acura sedan. The man was the only one in the car and was taken to Salem Hospital. A witness, Chris Bates, said that he was driving behind the car on the Linway when the driver suddenly drove over a curb and smashed into a tree. He pulled over and called 911 to report the crash. It is not clear what caused the crash, but police on the scene said it may be a medical event. State Police Trooper James DeAngelis said that he could not confirm that information.
State House reporter Christian Wade is reporting that members of the state's congressional delegation are asking the U.S. Department of Justice to divert money from a federal court settlement with Columbia Gas to the Merrimack Valley's first responders. In a letter to Attorney General William Barr, U.S. Representative Lori Trahan and other lawmakers say funds from a $53 million fine should somehow be returned to residents of Lawrence, Andover, and North Andover who were affected by the September 13, 2018 gas fires and explosions. Lawmakers point out that the Justice Department has discretionary authority to redirect fines earmarked for a federal crime victims fund toward the salaries of personnel who provide services to victims of crime. We believe that the department can and should use all available authorities to ensure that the funds from the Columbia Gas settlement remain in the Merrimack Valley to help the communities who were harmed by the disaster, a draft of the letter states. Other lawmakers who have signed on to the request include Representative Seth Moulton of Salem, Senator Elizabeth Warren, and others, according to Trahan's office. More were expected to get on board. A spokeswoman for U.S. Attorney for Massachusetts, Andrew Lelling, whose office brought the case against Columbia Gas, declined to comment. More on the story in today's Gloucester Times.
The city of Beverly has signed a 5-year lease for its first electric school bus, with the long-term goal of acquiring all electric buses. Paul Layton writing in today's Salem News that the new bus will be delivered this summer and will begin transporting students at the start of the 2021 school year. Dana Cruikshank, the director of transportation for the Beverly Public Schools, said that Beverly will become the first community on the North Shore and one of only a handful in the state to have an electric school bus.
Gloucester Times is reporting that Essex police officers will have another tool in their belts to help them as first responders. All officers on the force will receive training in how to use tourniquets, and each will get a holster to carry a tourniquet and quick clot bandages, according to Chief Paul Francis. The training by two Beverly Hospital nurses and the tourniquet kits are coming courtesy of the LEO Support Foundation. The foundation is a nonprofit that raises money to purchase protective and life-saving equipment for police officers. Chief Francis said the gift came about through a conversation with Rockport Police Sergeant Daniel Mahoney. Both men served together on the Cape Ann Regional Response Team. Mahoney asked if Essex officers had the kits, and when Francis answered no, facilitated the gift. Officers will take part in the training Wednesday evening at the Essex Police Station.
So what are area voters saying about the Super Tuesday Democratic primary? Dustin Luca writing in today's Salem News that the presidential primary has proven to be a slugfest for the Democratic Party. Luca talked with several North Shore residents. Quote, "They're going against Bernie," said PBD voter Sabrina Nagale, who said that she cast a ballot for the Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. "The establishment is scared. I think that they're throwing everything they can to build up the establishment candidate." Standing with his daughter, Aaron Michael Mellon added that the recent surge of support for the vice president over the weekend helped determine his choice. "I voted for him just because of that," Mellon said. Turnout was strong in communities reporting numbers on press deadline to the Salem News. Salem was reporting 35% at 6 p.m., while Beverly was showing a 38% voter turnout rate at that time. Much more on this story in today's Salem News.
Gloucester Times is reporting that one of the most popular fish with recreational anglers on the East Coast will be subject to new fishing restrictions. The new restrictions apply to bluefish, which sport fishermen seek from Maine to Florida. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration said the fish have been declared overfished. Bluefish is an oily fish that is popular with some seafood fans on the East Coast, where it's fished commercially and as a sport fish. NOAA is applying interim regulations to recreational vessels fishing for bluefish in federal waters on the East Coast. Private recreational vessels will face a daily bag limit of 3 fish per person, and for higher vessels, such as charter boats, will see a daily bag limit of 5 fish per person. The other rules about the fishery remain the same. The new rules took effect on February 28, according to NOAA. Locally, the oldest fishing tournament in the country's oldest seaport, the Lanes Cove Bluefish Tournament in Gloucester, featured the fish. For the last 6 years, 3 Lantern Marine, 7 Parker Street, and Winchester Fishing Company have hosted a combined bluefish and striped bass tournament. The winning bluefish in 2018, caught by Tim McCoy, weighed 15.9 pounds.
From Super Tuesday, we go to Wonderful Wednesday. Well, have a great Wednesday, everybody. You've been listening to North Shore Today, a daily news podcast produced by MSONewsSports.com. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Thanks so much for joining us. And do check out the website for the latest updates in news and sports throughout the day.
People come in, take a seat. You're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street. A great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. We treat you right, day or night. Satisfy your appetite. Eat, drink, and chill. At the Sylvan Street Grill.
Catch a game with friends, meet for lunch, cocktails after work, or a romantic dinner for two. Whatever your plan to do it at Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. See you at Sylvan Street.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.